My name is Gu Dongfan. This is my name. I come from Taiwan, and I'm not only a PhD candidate at Institute of Health Policy and Management, National Taiwan University, but also an anesthesiologist in Longcheng Veteran Hospital in Pingtung, Taiwan. It's my pleasure to share my research regarding the adoption of electronic medical record in Taiwan, a sociological analysis of government policy imperative. My researchers know EMR's policy is related to patients, medical industry, and electronic and information industry and the government. The government like a summer operation in this city. In Taiwan, the government, like many country governments, also consider that EMRs may improve quality of care and reduce medical costs. In addition, Taiwan's government attempt to boost the country's economy simultaneously. In recent 7 years, from 2000 to 2006, Taiwan's government have launched pilot program and allocate financial support in public sector and establish incentives and promulgate new provisions to induce a lot of investment from private sector. This slide is translated from a document of Department of Health in Taiwan. It shows the food industry has been set as a target industry from government staff. And the different aims are set in various industries, just like in medical industry, the families and the families, a portable personal EMR and the table 4 interchangeable EMR was the aim in the EMR policy. Nevertheless, the policymaker and some people in this room also realize multiple barriers for the development of EMRs. There are people's information security, like fear of exposure of medical records to the public without patient's agreement. Technology impairments such as the speed and the bandwidth to transport EMRs, and no immediate and absolute improvement of time efficiency and workflow, especially in patient charting. So, but few people in Taiwan understand the social and the political factor regarding EMR policy in Taiwan. Therefore, what are the social and the political underpinnings for the development in EMRs in Taiwan, and what's the implication from Taiwan's experience for other countries to EMR policy? These are the object of this study we try to explore. As well as the sociological analysis and focus on the interviews, a viewpoint from the government, industries, and academics, and the multiple methods, we have some findings below. First, there are some social factors to encourage the adoption of EMRs in Taiwan from technology and the political and the economic aspects. From technology aspect, most of us know Taiwan has become an important area of original equipment manufacturer, OEM, in the global chain of electronic industry since the early 1990s because of the development of EI in 1970s. Just as on the deployment of EI in Taiwan, it's easy to provide the technique and better cost efficiency to set infrastructure EMRs, including the setting of an intra-hospital and the inter-hospital network. One of our interviews even said the earliest computerization in medical care was through the collaboration between the IBM and the three big public hospitals in 1970s. So American Act is very important for Taiwan. Besides, other technology events include international consensus regarding the EMR or like a material standardization HL7, accumulated experience on computerization in healthcare in order to solve the storage and the utility of paper type medical records, and lay people and social organizations in Taiwan could seldom or not double the EMR policy, and were easy to persuade on the name of scientific technology and good for health, but not any evidence. Oh, this is my health IC card. And this, because I'm an anesthesiologist, so this is my IC card. If I want to key some medical informatics into the central server, but the central server is in hospital, not a national central server, because the national central server is not established. Okay. What about from the political economic aspect we can find in the study? We found the compulsory national medical insurance, which covers 45% of residents under labor insurance in the late 1980s, and increased to 97%, almost 100% under national health insurance NHI in 1995. This play an important role. It means that the government is the biggest and the single payer in health insurance market, even though there are many private health insurance, but it is with small insurance fee compared to over $150 billion per year in NHI. One of the interviewers has said, in order to deploy the EMR system, the Bureau of NHI may apply the contracting power to verify medical providers' application for insurance payment. So many medical providers in Taiwan have to obey the law from the NHI. The second finding for political economic aspect is Taiwan faces rising competence in EIR from other Asian countries, especially People's Republic of China. We are different, okay. With the same OEM and ODM model to develop EII, through the EMIS policy in Taiwan, it may be provided an alternative chance to upgrade Taiwan's OEM role in the global EII market. Two of interviews have said, a physician and a biomedical scientist consider EMRs as a valuable resource for research, many research, which may create a lot of knowledge economy benefit for Taiwan's economy. That means that the future national EMR system may act as a detailed database, health database for further and wider biomedical research, and maybe just like can sell to some pharmacies company or for drug development. So the third finding from political economic space is a lot of public and private investment induced from EMR plus may upgrade the level of research and the design of informatics and provide an alternative outlet of medical industry for domestic medical institute, while the financial expansion of NHI is limited because some operative factor such as recent national election or legislator and the president. I don't know this situation is similar in America. Okay. According to the finding, there is no doubt that Taiwan's EMR policy acts as an industrial policy, which is related to further development of MI and EII. To hold the trump card in material of MI and EII, which are close to national health insurance system, would contribute the development of EMS policy if some developing country government try to develop EMR. However, the one way EMR policy making is edit and bureaucrat oriented sticking in Taiwan. There we love the democratic communication with lay people and the social organization, while we always emphasize this is the importance of democratic communication in policy making. So I agree with President George's viewpoint to empower consumer is also an important issue in deploy our EMR. The all establishment experience of PHIs, this experience may be just as Musudi emphasized during the EMR, during employing EMR policy in Taiwan. I think this is a very good idea for me in this situation to hear this voice. Okay. From other party opinion during interviews, there are potential crises to inhibit the deployment of EMR's policy in Taiwan. For example, the Healthcare Certification Authority, which was set in 2003, will spend a lot of public budget to run based on the Electronic Signature Act, which was promulgated in 2001. If the complete running of HCA will influence the delivery efficiency in medical care, because while each slice of computer tomography CT, maybe my head, your abdomen, and something else or body, this should be sent to HCA in order to get a certification of EMR. But it's very big problem. So many big hospital, medical center try to spend a lot of money to build these wide bands or hardware. Okay. Besides, some NHR contract hospital and the clinics encourage lay physicians and clerk to key in incorrect or fabricated information in order to get more insurance payment under the environment of NHI type managed care, because the government care money, Medicare care our health. So such as DRG system, discount on insurance payment, and the global budget, and so on. This illegal event had embarrassed Taiwan NHI's finance, and also, I think maybe also occur in Medicare or Medicare in USA. If Taiwan's government would enforce EMR's policy and achieve national EMR server, it's necessary for further study, especially regarding how often and why the first patient information is keyed to EMRs, and how to reduce the percentage of false information in the NHI database if we try to use the database for further biomedical study or wider nationwide study, because a wrong message cannot get the right data, the result. Okay, so let's make a final conclusion. Through the sociological approach and the multiple methods, there is little resistance to EMR's policy in Taiwan from technical and the political economic aspect. Nevertheless, there are potential problems regarding the delivery efficiency in medical care and the accuracy of EMR's information in future enforcement of EMR policy in Taiwan. Thank you.